Prasuta is promising big things today with his plays to ponder. So without further ado, Michael Prasuta.
Allow me to pontificate on the plays to ponder, if you will. Let's start where Lab left off, or pick up where Lab left off. The edge rush. There's Jabal Sheard, number 93. Strip sack fumble. This is significant because it was fourth and goal from the 7-yard line. Not much has gone well for the Colts D this year, but they defended 4 snaps from the 7 to finish last Sunday's victory over Houston. Jabal Sheard has 4.5 sacks. You're going to see him line up on either side of the line of scrimmage until he finds a matchup he likes, and he can still come off the edge and be a pain in the neck. So watch out for number 93. Identify him and block him. This is T.Y. Hilton. We all know what he can do, but I wonder if anybody knew he was going to do this. Watch the cutback jump. Do you hear a whistle? No? Okay, get up and keep running. Labs, there's your guy Jack Doyle hustling down the field, the tight end.
That's Tunch's guy.
But this is T.Y. Hilton. His resume speaks for itself. Look at his throw by Brissett. Right on the money, in stride, on time. And then do you think he planned this or just kind of improvised it? He tries to cut back and dives. Nobody touched him. No whistle. Get up and keep going. This guy's competitive. That's how you gain all those yards. You just don't ever give up on a plane. It was close, but if there's any doubt, go with it. Here's Jacoby Brissett. We saw his arm a second ago. Now you can take a look at his legs. Smart decision there. He dropped back, didn't like what he saw. Took off around the edge, got the ball off the goal line. Didn't spend too much time back there like Matthew Stafford getting sacked in his end zone a couple weeks ago. Instead, getting around the edge, first down. Got to keep contained on Jacoby Brissett. This is the negative side to Jacoby Brissett. 6 times the Colts have given up defensive returns for touchdowns, and this is a fumble at the end of the first half. He just holds the ball too long. You got to do better than that. He's shown some good things, Brissett has, with his arm and with his legs, but that's a key mistake, and it's the type of mistake that has been happening to the Colts too often this season. This allowed Houston to get back into a game that Indianapolis had been dominating. It made it tougher than it needed to be. Here's my favorite. It's not a play. It's a formation. That's a running back, Lamar Miller, coincidentally number 26. And there goes number 57, inside linebacker John Bostic. They're lining up Bostic wide on the running back, number 26. Guys, if you see a linebacker on a running back wearing number 26 out there this Sunday, Le'Veon Bell's going to run all the way back to Pittsburgh. The last part of this play, that was DeAndre Hopkins in the backfield with the running back out where the receiver was. Is that Bill O'Brien? He's cagey. He puts the running backs where the receivers usually are and the receiver where the running back usually is, and then he throws it to the receiver slash running back. Remember that one on Christmas Day.
Yeah, okay. How'd that play work out, though? Game of two? Yeah, okay.
But yeah, now,
that's also a Bill characteristic of him. Yeah, that where he came from. Where was his previous job?
New England?
No, not NFL job.
Oh. Some Penn school. State, I think they lost last week. I can't remember.
Yeah, right.
All right, no Big Ten talk.
Back to the Le'Veon thing. He has been covered by Jamie Collins, who's a different kind of linebacker.
Yes.
If you put a regular guy out there on him, I mean, it was too – I didn't even realize until today. I was going over this stuff the other day. Lamar Miller wears number 26. Le'Veon Bell wears number 26. If they put Bostic out there on him, play Le'Veon Bell on your fantasy team.
I always do anyway.
That's a bad matchup for Indianapolis. I love the way they got down that little Spider-Man crotch at the end. Like he was a quarterback. He was ready to go. But one-on-one, bring it.
All right, thanks so much, Prasuta. Time for another break. When we return, Tunch's Keys to the Game.